This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
They played really well, credit, you know, where credit's due. And I just felt our game was probably not how we wanted it to be, but they made us play like that. And we need to now go back to the drawing board and have a look at it. So we've learned a lot out of it. Because I just felt we went wide, we were behind, we weren't strong enough on the take at times, so we need to address that.
Jo, lots of changes throughout that defensive end, seemingly trying to figure out how to stem the flow, but also once that ball's in there, it's really hard to stop, especially against someone as strong as Fidel. What kind of frustrations did you feel in those moments, and how do you think you can learn from those moving forward?
Yeah, I thought Danelle had a great game, and Kara as well. I feel like their partnership has been building over the season, and she's just such a strong target for them in the surf. I mean, I'm not probably a traditional goalkeeper, but I've been working on it over the last couple of weeks. So I think, you know, I was just trying to figure out what works best. But, you know, with such great feeders as well, it is challenging. So we were, you know, having some fresh faces out there, you know, giving it everything we could. But unfortunately, it just wasn't to be for us today.
We did see you go back into goalkeeper, like you said, probably been a while since you've been back there. We saw Kate move over to wing attack, which we could see the fear in her eyes. What were you asking from some of your more dominant players, though, in these positions that are not as familiar? Well, and we also saw that change in that shooting circle as well. That was the third one that made me feel something funny. But tell me what you were asking from your more experienced players in those moments.
Just to be a bit tougher, I suppose. They needed to, but it's just... Yeah, I just felt we didn't, we just have to toughen up in those times when the physicality is there. I just feel that sometimes we were just driving away from the ball instead of to the ball, and the decision making wasn't there today either. We just got sucked in a bit. But their, you know, as I said, their defence was exceptional today, and that's where we need to go back and do our homework.
Joe, this is not an unfamiliar position. I think last year, 2025, the Vixens were taken down in the rounds, but then went on to win the grand final. So I know it was a harsh loss today. You can look at many different things, but what are you going to take forward from what happened out there tonight?
Yeah, I guess there's some learnings about, you know, what teams are going to try and defensively utilise against us. So that's something we have to work out, especially as a cross-wing defence, goal defence, how we can help out our attackers. And I guess structurally, defensive-wise, we did have some late changes, which does make it a bit challenging to try and, you know, use the structures we've been practising. But it's also kind of exciting in terms of seeing those girls have an opportunity out there. And it's, yeah, it's a tough competition, SSN. So hopefully for us, it's about, you know, managing the swings of momentum and being able to score off our centre pass, especially after getting a game ball, and just being able to capitalise in the important moments.
Slightly unfamiliar position today going into this game, but what do you think the Swifts who are coming up next need to be worried about on the back of what happened tonight? I know you're not happy. I know there are so many things to change. So what do you think the Swifts should be worried about with the Vixens for next week?
I just think we'll do our homework, and we just have to. We'll have our players back, hopefully, and that will make a difference as well. And it's bumping against the players that came in today, because they did play well. But we'll be out there to continue on our winning path. But we have to get the goals in as well. So that's a really important factor. So we'll work on that as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.